National Public Radio has received many letters and email messages from you over the past week. We received this on our comment line.
Hi, my name is Sarah Ali. I live in Mission Viejo, California, and I'm an Arab American Muslim. And I just wanted to say that we really condemn what happened in New York, and we're very sad about the loss of lives, and we condemn all the terrorist acts that goes around the world, killing innocent people. But the sad part is that we are being harassed. A lot of mosques are being closed. I'm becoming the prisoner of my own home because I wear the Islamic attire. I cannot go out. When I go out, people look at me with the killer looks, and it's like I'm the one who's responsible for this. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, people understand there's a distinction between good and evil in every community. And we are against what those people did, and they are not Muslims. They are Muslims by name only, because Islam means peace. If you believe in Islam, you wouldn't do such act and kill innocent people. We are Muslim Americans, and we live in this country, and we love this country. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Captain Robert E. Dolan of Alexandria, Virginia, perished at the Pentagon. This is an excerpt from a letter we received from his wife, Lisa. My husband died as he lived, a hero. He saw himself as an American with a simple life. But Captain Robert E. Dolan was anything but simple. He was a leader of men. He influenced thousands of members of the military family as commander of the USS John Hancock, which has a motto of First for Freedom. He influenced many more as a fellow citizen, because Bob Dolan was every American. A quiet patriot, a good neighbor, a friend. You see him every week coaching at Little League games and chaperoning school dances. You sit next to him in churches and synagogues. You stand in line with him to vote. He was a loving father to his daughter Rebecca and son Beau, a faithful and devoted husband, a dutiful and respectful son, a wonderful brother, a good and true friend. Bob Dolan was the best and the brightest this country had to offer to the altar of freedom. That very freedom is an ideal that the rest of the world can only wonder at and strive to comprehend the magnitude and glory of. Abraham Lincoln once said, "There is a divinity that shapes our ends." That divinity has now shaped Bob's destiny. Like Lincoln, he belongs to the ages. We pray that his rest is peaceful.